Oh, okay.
Love Talk
That's
Radio.
That's right. And he works there?
Yeah.
Now, the doctor is in. Welcome.
Is that I think we saw something like this in your readings, that you were going to meet somebody that does the same type of work, in a sense, like you do. So, yeah. So, all right. So what would you like to know? How it's going to go?
Yeah.
Okay, and everybody else, the Blog Talk is back up and running, so.
Is he working or something that he can't see you sooner?
Yeah, he's working there.
Okay. All right. How are we doing? Are we
We're back up and running, Blog Talk. Facebook's been fine. Facebook, as soon as that, you know what, I complain about their software a lot. But as soon as that internet came back, they reconnected. I didn't have to do a damn
right
thing.
Right to the...
Everything went fine. It came back, and then, you know, everybody else sees the blog stop, and then they all come back, and we're all viewing again. No hard work to do here like we did with Blog Talk. But it is what it is. It is what it is.
Let's see.
Alrighty then.
Nice.
Well, I think this could turn into quite a good relationship for the two of you. Now, I see that he has, let me see how to put it. He gets irritated easily by things in his life, you know, like traffic. It's stuff that you just have to learn to take in stride. So I think he'd really like to do better in terms of his work, his future. And it strikes me that he will be able to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if the two of you, now this is, remember, just potential, mm-hmm. not, you know, it's carved in concrete at this point, but I would not be surprised from what I'm seeing right here that the two of you could possibly move in together and be housemates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it could go very nice, very good. And you could actually... be a good stabilizing factor for him because he tends to just overreact to things. So, and that could be age related, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, he is young.
Well, you know what, though?
Watch yourself.
A lot of them prefer an older woman. Yeah. So, I think it's going to go great. He's really looking forward to it. He thinks you're fascinating. So I think that's a good start. This isn't a guy that just wants to, like, get in there, jump your bones, and, you know, send you on your way. So at least you know if this means more to him than, you know, just a hookup. So, yeah. And thank you, honey. Keep call us again. Tomorrow we'll be on News for the Soul at 6 p.m. Okay. So call us again. Oh, you're welcome. All right.
Thank you for bearing with us.
Yes. Thank you. And Jim, I'm going to have to step away for a moment.
Okay. I can talk about communications here because since we got. Let me bring this back to round full circle here before we had an internet grenade go off. We had a boo-boo on the internet here. We've got some problems, and we're going to report it to the cable internet company around here, and it hiccups about once an hour or so, just we lose our connection. And that's not cool because they don't lose taking our money every month. But anyway, regardless of that, for some reason that really messed up Blog Talk. Facebook Live recovers fine. So I had to, and there's somebody on hold, so you're good. I op-checked it before anybody else called in. We're up and running. So when we came back online, Blog Talk thought we still had a show, but it wouldn't let us, because we actually have to connect through our computers to the Blog Talk headquarters, or if you want to look at it that way, and it wouldn't let us reconnect. But anyway, we're good. We're up and running. So I want to go through the quick protocol, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And I just did it just to make sure if you saw me on my phone. I didn't have a phone addict thing going on. I was actually up testing the system. They'll tell you you're going to go on hold, and you can hear the show, and then after a few seconds, you'll hear the show, and that means everything's smooth as can be, and we can see you on the list, so you won't get forgotten. I keep track in a separate document because sometimes they don't keep them in order, but I keep track of who was first, stuff like that. So That's how you get a hold of us first. The second method is, which we just had because Blog Talk was down, but it's back up now, is Facebook Messenger. That would be Messenger to Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her. But you only Messenger when we ask, please, because there's no hold system, automatic or manual way to put somebody on hold. So if you Messenger us when we're not ready, we're going to have to kind of hang up on you at least temporarily until we are ready. So. And then the third method, which we usually pretty much we do quite often, is if nobody's talking to us on either the phone or the Messenger, we shall go to the folks that live. And a lot of times there's reasons that you just don't maybe feel like